The end of the parasha, the whole parasha of the Bnei Midyan and the Kanois of Pinchas. The pasuk says, "Vayim Meishal Shavte Yisrael." Kitzer. Also with Zimri. And the Gemara says, "Malas Amu Kivitz Esen Abe Elof Yisrael." Okay, the Kazvi. I'm a Lord Shmeli. I'm a Nasi. And also, Rav Kul. So, Tafsa Biblurisa, Neviyat Samaisha, I'm a Lord, Ben Amra, Zua Sura Mataris. Is this Shiksa, Vishimutar Rasar? Im Taimar Sura, Bas Yisra, Yatirulai. Monashal, she's also, how'd you marry? You also married a shiksa. It's Alma Menu Alacha, Gokum, Bibchia, and Zimri did what he did. And that's his name, Boichim, Pesachal Mayid. Then we are Pinchas, Ben Laz, Mara, Ra, Mayis, and Niska Alacha. Amalai, Achi Avi Abba. He asked the Mayisha Ben, Lokach Matanu, Ridcha Marasinai. Abolos hanochris kanoim poigim boy amaloi. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Pinchas crying in the igrisa ihu leheva parvanka. The one that reads the letter, he's the one that should theorize. So he's the one that remembered. He's the guy. So that was Pinchas kanoim poigim boy. Pinchas killed Zimri and he saved Klal Yisrael, etc. The Gemara says. Yehuda Zishal says that Roidiv, Shai Roidiv Machat Chaveray, yes, I'm going to have this as you move it. Yehuda Zishal, okay. Roidiv Achaveray Lahargai, Yochel Hatzel Bechame Vara, Veloy Hitzel, Neragala. Alach is the Roidiv Achaveray Lahargai, so you'll have to kill the Roidiv, right? Now, what about if it's Yochel, you could maim the guy? Yeah? You can shoot the guy in the legs. You don't have to shoot him in the head, you can shoot him in the legs. And thereby stop him from killing. So you mechuyav do that. And if you don't do that, the Gemara says, Neragolov, and we'll see if we have time. The Rambam says, he's chayiv misa, they tell him he's chayiv misa, but maisa, he doesn't get killed. And that's a big shayla by itself, the Rambam. Big pulmus in the Rambam, why Taka doesn't get killed? Upon him, the Gemara says, if Yoch Hatzimach Mevara, and not, he gets killed.
Uh-huh.
Make room for you if you want. Oh, so Kash is, and first I'm asked, if you tell me, that if Yoch Hatzimach Mevara, his father. So now, Gemara said, yeah, Abba Limloich Ein Mayimloich Vloyoi Imper Zimri Vahar LePinchas. Yeah. Then, I'm sorry, Nefach Zimri Vahar LePinchas Ein Neragolah. Is it right? Yeah. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he'd be potter. Because Pinchas is a raidiv. Yeah? He don't know any pike, but Pinchas is a raidiv. So kasha is, if we say, Yochel Hatzabach Me'evarov, yeah, if you killed the raidiv. The raidiv is Yochel Hatzel. I'm sorry. You could have been matzel by being, by Bech Me'evarov the raidiv, and you killed him, you chayiv. So what do we see? At this day, you're allowed to kill the raidiv. Is only if there wasn't another choice. If you had another choice, then I'll kill the Raidiv. Tim Kane, how can you tell me? If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he'd be part of because Pinchas is the Raidiv. Bukhari has an Eitzah. He could stop. If he'll stop, Pinchas is not going to be buried right of him. So just like Yochel Hatzel Echmei Varo. Yeah, if you could kill the Raidiv, if you could maim the Raidiv and not kill him, then Yechayev, so too, what does that mean? If you have an Eitzah not to kill him, you're going to do that. So Meila Zimri had an Eitzah. He could have been Pirish. This is the Kasha and Mepharshim ask. Now, one teretz that they give is Api Mishnah. Mishnah says the din of Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav does not apply to the Nirdash. In other words, Reuven's trying to kill Shimon. Leib becomes a lord. He's allowed to kill Reuven.
Yeah.
Now, if Leib could have stopped Reuven a different way, then he's chayiv. And he kills Reuven anyway. But Shimon, who's a nirdaf, is no than Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav. Now, where do we have a marker for this? The marker for this in the Mefarsha Chumash, by Yaakov Vinu, when Esav came chasing him down with 400 men, Yaakov Damed Hashem. Yeah, it said by Yir Yaakov Moed, by Yetzer Loi. Man, by Yetzer Loi. Yeah, it's a Vayira, Yaakov Ma'oid, Vayetzeloi. What's his double lashon? He's scared. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid, and Vayetzeloi. What's his double meaning scared? Says Rashi B'Chazal, Vayira Vayetzer, Vayira Shema Yehore, Vayetzer Shema Yara Gachem. Yeah, Yaakov was scared he might get killed, and he's scared he might kill other people. Why is he scared he didn't kill other people? That he'll die, okay, no one wants to die. Why is he scared if he's going to kill these other people? Why? Who are these other people exactly? Esav and his cohorts, right? So they're right for him. So he's allowed to kill them. It's a mitzvah. He's allowed to kill them. So what's he scared of? He says that they're coming. Other mepharshim there also. That the Yaakov was worried like this. He might kill the 400 men, the people with Esav, who knows the way he sets it up. Is Esav was there to kill Yaakov, and the rest of them was to kill everybody else. So Meili was worried that so Bishlam by himself, if he kills Esav. Okay, so even though, let's say, Louis was Yochel Hatzav, he was worried it was Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, and he'll kill them anyway. Yeah, that's the pshat of it, yeah? So, Bishlama himself, if he kills Esav, Esav trying to kill him, okay? Say, even though Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, we say, there's no problem of even Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, the din is that you're allowed to kill the right, even if it's Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav. I'm shaking everybody if he kills the men of Esav, we're trying to kill his people. So then maybe it'll be Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav. And really, he'll kill them anyway. That's what he's worried about. You see, this is this idea that there's a difference between the Nirdaf and somebody else. If I see Reuven being worried about Shimon, and I could have just maimed the Raidiv, and I kill him, I'm Chayiv. But the Nirdaf, that Yaakov wasn't worried about that he would kill Esav. He's an Erdav. That's how the Tzidduch Chachamim explains the Rashi. That's a double Vayira. Vayira she Yareg, and Vayetzer Shema Yareg Acher. So we see this Yisrael. Now,
the Nirdav can always kill him.
The Nirdav, even with Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, he's part of the kills. This is how the Tzidduch Chachamim learns up the Rashi ala Taira. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rashi himself, in a few places in Chas, says the Farish not like that. Rashi is clear, there's no heter of Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, that even by Nirdaf, the din, they need that if he's Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, he can kill him. Yeah? He could maim the guy and not kill him, then he's Mechuy. Where's Rashi? Two places, Rashi in Serena and Dali, the Gemara says, with the mock of this Mies and Bishol, when it says Yochel Hatzav Echem Eivarav, Rashi refers Hanirdaf Oy Harei Eyu Hatzav Echem Eivarav Lizul Benafshin Neregolov. Rashi refers it's even the Nirdaf. Rashi Memtes also in the story of Gemara brings down a whole story over there, which we'll see in a minute more by Richas. They get very much the story. The whole Ma'isa with Abner and Asael. So the Gemara says. we'll describe the story in a minute, but we get tomorrow the discusses that Uzach Latz Meivarav, yeah? Asael was running after Aaron. Let's not tell the story now. Yeah, Asael was, what? Yair's brother.
They're all brothers.
No, the Gemara had me is talking about that they took Yoav to task. Yeah. Okay.
And why
did Wait. The Gemara says, Asael was chasing down Abner. They had the war games, and Abner was the Sar Tzeva of David, right? And because they had war games, and Asael was chasing down, he was very fast, and he was chasing Abner. Abner was a Gibor Chayil, but he was on the run, and Asael was chasing him down. Asael was Yair's brother. Abner warned him, Baboch, or I'm going to kill you. Yeah? And he didn't listen. And the Gemara says, Abner killed Asael, yeah, Yoav's brother, and he killed him, and not only that, he killed him, the Gemara says, he stabbed him in the fifth rib, where the liver and the gallbladder are there, that's the best place you want to, I don't know, where knife somebody, fifth rib, keep in mind, fifth rib, that's the best place to kill someone. So then the Gemara said, the Gemara discusses that whether or not that Abner was Yochel Hatzim, Abner could have been Yochel Hatzim Echmeibarav, and therefore he had no right to kill Asael. Asael was chasing down, Abner killed him. That's the discussion of there was Yochel Hatzim Echmeibarav. So over there Rashi says, Yochel Hatzim Echmeibarav, Rashi says the Feirish, and they were there who was talking about the narrative. Rashi says, So Rashi doesn't hold in this whole svara of Yochel Hat that is a difference between Nirdach and somebody else.
So why wasn't
Yoav
allowed to kill
Abner? We'll get that in a minute. Okay. Now, what is the yisoid that the Nirdach should be different? All the Achrayim, which is the what's the name? Tzedel Derech over there. Many Mefarshei HaChumish over there. The Tzedel Derech, I think Iker and others also over there. But with Yaakov and Esav, they explain. They say this idea as well. The Nirdav, there's no din Yochel Hatzim Echmar. Child, what is this for? Okay. So some Achrayim learn Chazanish and Biskarov and Ram Elchus Tzeach. They learn. And he quotes from Shlom Egg over there, that there's a special halacha. Because by the nirdaf, there's a din of habola hargucha, hashkein baharga. Someone, self-defense. Someone's coming to kill you, habola hargucha, hashkein baharga. Self-defense. So, it's a different parasha. So when I see Reuben killing Shimon, I want to save Shimon from Reuben killing him, that's a parasha of Raidin. But Gabriel Nirdav is a special halacha Muslim, new halacha, Abala Harkashkim Hargai, and there is no limitation of Yochel Hatzim Echmeivar. If Yochel Hatzim Echmeivar be a lot of killing, Abala Harkashkim Hargai. What?
The person can't do self defense.
It's not self defense. If I see someone killing Shimon, it's a din of Haraita, I write to kill him. If it's Yochel Hatzim, you came away. If it's Yochel Hatzim Bechamei Barav, if I can maim him, not kill him, I'm Machayim. What do you want? If he's not self-defense. I'm allowed to kill him. But if I could have stopped him without killing him, then I'm Machayim. But Mashiach in the Nirdaf, some Achrayim say, there's no din of Yochel Hatzim Bechamei Barav. What? Self-defense means self-defense. Profound, no? Me stopping someone from killing somebody else is not self-defense. Self-defense. Habol ha'archa is not
he can't save himself, so then...
No, a person could save him. But if he could save him without killing him, he's Chayav Misa. I'm right to kill Reuven who's trying to kill Shimon. That's halacha, then I've right it. But if I could have maimed him, I could shoot him in the leg instead of shooting him in the heart, I'm Chayav Misa. That then does not apply to the Nirdaf. According to some Achrayim, and the Svara, according to some, is because the din of self-defense is different. Bola hargacha, hashkin v'hargay. Now, that's what many Achrayim say. Yeah? So now, if that's true. So then, we can understand, we can answer our original question. Yeah? Mar says, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he would have been potter. Why? Pinchas is a raidiv. Yeah? Zimri has an Eitzah. There it is, by the Nirdaf. You're not going to look for Eitzahs. The Nirdaf is allowed to kill the raidiv, even though he has an Eitzah. If he had this Havana, that would be a teretz for Zimri.
And he would have, Pinchas wouldn't have killed him if he stopped.
Of course not. If he would have stopped, then Pinchas would have killed him after he stopped, he'd be a Ritzayach. He'd be a Ritzayach, he'd be a Ritzayach.
Even though he did the Aveira already.
It's only Kolzman that, after, that's a Ferish Gemara.
Fine, yeah.
After Gemara is a Ferish, after if he did the Aveira, then not. Okay? Now, the question is like this though. Yeah?
This is not with Rashi. This whole
thing is not with Rashi. With Rashi is no difference. But the Achrayim that make this difference, that's a shame. Now, one second. Now, this idea of that there's a difference between Nirdaf. So Mai says the Miri, there should be a difference between the Nirda and somebody else. There is a shiddle smach from the Miri. The Miri is Sanhedrin Beis and the sugya of Isha Makasha Leile. The halacha is a woman is having trouble in childbirth. Yeah? So the halacha is before the baby is born, we kill the baby to save the mother. After the baby is born, we say that ain't there nefesh to nefesh. You can't kill the baby to save the mother.
After the baby's born?
After the head comes out, whatever. After the head comes out. After the head comes out, and still, he's still named your mother, then we say can. Okay? What do you say to that is, that's the whole sugya of, is that uber called the nefesh, abortions, etc. That's not our share right now. Oh, says the Miri, that even though you can't kill the child once he stuck his head out, since the mother herself could, yeah, shenirdafi, yeah, v'nirdaf mi b'mokach chenachayim makzikim es haroid v'roidiv u'atzim erishoy. Interesting and eerie, but that even though we got everyone else, normally you're allowed to kill a roidiv who's killing someone else. We don't say that the uber is a roidiv. We say Mishamayim Karatula. Again, it's a whole sugya, Mamish, very complicated sugya, deep sugya. We're not going to that. But the Gemara says, Mishamayim, they're being right. The further we can't kill the Uber once his head is out. But, says the Miri, the woman could, because she's the Nirdaf, and even his Loshin is, even though some people don't look, it doesn't look like he's a right, we don't view it that he's a right. But Lagabe, the Nirdaf himself, is different. So we see that there might be a difference between the Nirdaf and somebody else. Now, so Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to bring a raya from a Rosh. Well, in his daiti, it's not from the Rosh, but he brings a raya from the Rosh. The Rosh says, This is also the negate to Zimri. The Rishonim talk about Shemai like this. Gemara said, if Zimri were to turn around and kill Pinchas, he's potter because Pinchas is right there. What if someone else Someone else would see Pinchas killing Zimri. If you tell him that Pinchas is the Raidiv, so he'll not kill the Raidiv. Moshe Benu sees Zimri killing Pinchas killing Zimri. So Moshe Benu pulls out a gun and shoots Pinchas. What? But still it says, Ilu hafach Zimri, Vahargai le Pinchas, he be potter. Why? Who said? The Gemara says it is the right. The Gemara says it is right. Pinchas is the right. So if someone's trying to kill someone, just like the Nirdav could kill, someone else that's watching could also kill. So what's the difference?
The people that are watching are also supposed
to kill. Very good. So the Rosh is like this. Yeah? The Rosh is Mechalik between only Zimri, but not somebody else. So I'm sure he wants to explain. Because this new halacha of a Baal HaRachash, by Zimri as a Baal HaRachash and Mahargoy. Right? Mashen Kane, everybody else. The Maisa, the Chorus not Pshat in the Rosh. Because the Rosh, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh is Rosh, and then Yad Ramadi Mor Beferish, along the lines we saw said over here. Yeah, he's like this. He says, the Chol Inish is Siyai Vershus Elarga Zimri. And the Yad Ramah says even more. He says, "Hani mili Zimri, alin shachrin iloi, the lav roid of gomurhu." Yeah, the ha b'shus kavin. Why are we calling Pinchas a roidiv? A kanaim pagim. Why is he a roidiv? He's allowed to do it. Yeah, umayish inish shachrini. So he says like this. He says it can't be. Yeah, it can't be. That when I'm doing something, I'm killing someone, right? And you also have a right to kill that person. It can't be that you're allowed to kill me, that you're allowed to kill me for doing something that you yourself could do. Or should do, at least could do. Right? But right, everyone could kill Zimri, right? So it doesn't make sense that you could kill me for doing something, for killing someone, when you yourself could kill that person. That's what the Yad Ramah and the Rosh say. So Meil, it's not a Svara that self-defense is different. So, Akapanim, this, we have this idea that the narrative is different, because Baal HaRachah, this is what it, therefore you don't have to worry about Ech Mevara. L'chayra, Rani is Daiti, it's Kamat Meforish Gemara, not like that. Okay? And if you learn like them, there's no way you can learn a Gemara Sanhedrin that Mem Testament Amma. Gemara we started mentioning before. Gemara is like this. Asyul Yayev Ludina. They called in Yayev for to be judged. Why? They asked him, my time of Katlasei La'avne. We mentioned before, Asol was Yair's brother. He was chasing down Avner. Avner killed Asol, and Yair killed Avner as a goyel adam to avenge his brother's death. Okay? So they asked Yair, why did you kill Avner? He says, what do you mean? I'm a goyel adam. Because Avner killed my brother, Asol. So they said, what do you mean? But Asol was a raidiv. What right do you have to kill Avner as a goyel adam? Avner had a right to kill Asol. Asol was chasing him down, he was going to chase him down to kill him. And Avner warned him, bug off. Then he listened. Yeah? Amalei, he was Yachal Hatzel Bechamei Vara. Avner could have been Matzel Bechamei Vara. Amalei, yeah? So Meila, Avner had no right to kill Asol. So now I have right to kill Avner. So he said, whatever, who said? Maybe with any Yachal. Says the Gemara, if Avner, as I said before, the Gemara said he killed him in the fifth rib. Yeah? If Avner had the presence of mind to kill him in the fifth rib, yeah? You get him exactly in the fifth rib, where the Mar and the Kovet are both hanging, yeah? You can't tell me that he couldn't have just maimed him. I mean, Avner was quite in control of the situation. Avner could have just cut off his foot, whatever it was, yeah, and or stab him somewhere else where it's not going to be lethal, but it's going to stop him, right? And Meila, we see Anu is Yochalahat. So Bechamei Barah? Yeah? And Meila, Avner had no right to kill Asael. If Avner right to kill Asael, then Yoiv had right to kill Avner, meaning Goel Adam, and Bezin accepted Yoiv's time. But now, if you tell me that by Nirdam, it's a special din. Abola har kashkam har gai. If he doesn't have to worry about maiming him and not killing him, so what's also good? What are you telling me? That Avner was yachal hatzim ech meivara. Right? What are you telling me? Avner was yachal hatzim meivara. What are you telling me? Avner was yachal hatzim meivara. And therefore, he had the right to kill us all. If you have the right to kill him, you're telling me there's a difference, but the Nirdav is different. So, Chayra, the Kasha on the Mishnah Melech. It's Kasha, the Mishnah Melech. Right? The Mishnah Melech says this, he's right. So, I have to get to the Gemara, the Farish Gemara. It's a Farish Gemara that the Nirdav, the Din of Yachal Hatzim Ech Meivara. Avner, Yoyev got off the hook for killing Avner, because Avner Yochel Hatzlach Mevar, but he didn't have a right to kill Asol. Meila Yoyev had a right to avenge his brother's death. Yeah? So, Mishmael argued with Ezra Gemara? No, obviously Mishmael had that, this Gemara open in front of him when he wrote a Shekel Tiger, right? Now, so was it Peretz? Peretz is, and it's really come out Muchach in the Mishnah Melech, because that's when he bases his din. He brings out a Chuvas Rivash. Okay? He brings out a Chuvas Rivash. The Rivash is talking about it's going to be the din of Hasra. Yeah? The din is that you have to give Hasra. You want to kill the Raider, you have to warn him and say, if you don't stop chasing out the guy to kill him, I'm going to kill you. You have to warn him. Okay? Now, says the Rivash that the Nirdaf doesn't have to warn. Right? Why not? Says Rivash, Beferish, because what? No. That's my point. Says the Rivash, not because self-defense, not because Bala Har Hashkam Harga is a different gather. Rather, very simple. The Nirdat is a bit bahul. Yeah? He's stressed. Okay? Shall we know? Mustami's a little bit stressed. Yeah, the guy's coming after him with a knife. Mustami doesn't have the presence of mind. You tell him, wait, hold everything. Okay, now, to give the guy a shot. The guy's killing me. I gotta act quickly. Yeah. So Mela says the Rebosh, since he's bahul, yeah, Mela, you don't have to give him a shot. Mela, that's the shot in the Mishnah Melech also. When the Mishmael says that there's no din yoch ha'atzabecha me'evarav by the Nirdaf, it's for the same reason why he doesn't have to give Asra. What is that? I'm very stressed. Yeah? Okay? And if I'm going to have to start, guy's killing me. Yeah? It's one thing when I see Reuven killing Shimon, okay, so I'm not so stressed. Then I can have the presence of mind to maim him instead of killing him. But the Nirdaf, for him to have to chesh benoyes, okay, where should I stab him? You know what I mean? I'm going for the jugular. You know what I mean? I just got to kill him quickly. You know what I mean? So therefore, we're not mechayev the nirdaf to be matzav echad meivara. If that's true, then it's not shared from the Gemara. Haray, the Gemara says Avner, even though he's being chased by Saul, Avner was a gibur chayev. Yeah, Avner had the situation totally under control. Yeah? Haraya, he killed him in the fifth rib. Yeah? So Mela, he obviously wasn't Baal. Okay? If he wasn't Baal, the Mela, then in the din, even by the Nirdav, if it's Yachal Hatzim Mech Meivarav, he's Chayiv. That's the Gemara asked Yachal Hatzim. And because the Gemara knew that Avner had things under control, so he wasn't so bald. By him, he was mechuyev taka to maim him and not to kill him. That lechayra, Anias 90, it's mucha from the Gemara that's the Hezbron Mishnah Melech, And not the way the Biskrov wanted to say, not the way Chazon said, is an ayadin of Abala Harga, Hashkin Baharga. Okay? So if that's true, then we're back to square one with our Kasha from Zimri. Mara said, if Zimri would have killed Pinchas, he's pot because Pinchas is a raider. Ivy said, the Mishmelach and others say that by the Nirdav there's no din of Yochel. I'm sorry. I, the Chariot, Yochel Hatzabek Meivarav. How's Yochel Hatzabek Meivarav? He can stop doing that later. He can stop doing that later. So I, and don't, you can't tell me that the Nirdav is different, because the Nirdav is different, yes, only when it's a Shalom involved. Over here, so Gabi Hasra, yeah, he's bald. He doesn't have to warn the guy, the Nirdav. He doesn't have to be Matzah Bech Meivarav, he doesn't have to maim the guy. But he can be Pirish. Pinchas is telling you, yeah? If you continue living with her, I'm going to kill you. Yeah? So you could be Pirish.
Oh.
So now.
So now we're not understanding the woman giving birth case. Does she also reconsider her Bahu? And that's why she can kill the...
Maybe it's also a Bahu. You're right, they brought up one of her eyes. Think, the Miri said it. Lagabe, when someone who vets him as a writer, I mean, some quasi writer, it's not a writer of Gomez. I don't know, I just said it was a smack from the Mir. Mir didn't talk about Lagabe Yachalatsa, right? I'm just saying the concept that the Nirdav is different, you see in the Miri, but not necessarily that it applies all over the place, and then the Lagabe.
But the way we're
in the that's not Mukha. No, it's not Mukha, then maybe if Nebu Mukha held that it applies the Upper Hatsa. I just said the concept you see from the Miri. Smart. You know what I mean? Now.
Why would they need to give us straw?
What?
Why do you need to give us straw?
The right
everyone, the other people.
You have to give the right of that straw.
Did Pinchas give Zimri a straw?
If you have to give us straw, then you give it. Yeah, but sure, why not? It doesn't tell you every single one. If you have to give us five, because you gave us five. Now, so like this. So there are a few other trutzim. Yeah? The Chelkas Yayev, Talma Ben Ezer, he said like this, that the Shail was like this. There's a Gemara in Shavuos that says that if a person is with his wife and she comes in either middle of Tashmish, so he can't be Pirish the Ever Chai. He has to dig his feet in the ground. He should calm down, because if he's Pirish with the Ever Chai, with a hard Ever, then. So he's chayiv. There's a chayiv for the knesset and for the prisha. He's chayiv. It's considered a riot. Yeah. So meila zok the chalkas yayiv. That for Zimri, if he was in the middle, then he couldn't be pirish. We have to wait until the aver is not hard. Yeah. So meila that wasn't an option. So akapanim. So Iker Shem Zalman has a big yisoid over here. Okay, Shem Zalman wants mechadz like this. So let's say someone comes to you with a gun and says that I don't want you to eat this. That's the shawarma. I don't want you to eat the shawarma. Yeah? I want you to have pishas. I don't want you to eat the shawarma. If you eat the shawarma, I'm going to kill you. Yeah? But the guy's a punk. Yeah? And you could, kill him easy. Yeah? So are you going to say, it's your class, I'm at my bar. I could kill the guy. Yeah? If he wants to come, I'll kill him first. Yeah? Stronger than him. Have a bigger knife than him. Whatever. Yeah? But it's your class of my bar. Yeah? Is that true or not? Yeah? Zakim Shem Zalman said, no. You have no right to force me not to eat this. I want to eat this. Yeah, I'm right to eat this. Yeah. Now you don't want me to eat it. Okay. And you'll kill me. You're right, I'll kill you. Right? But I'm not mechuyev. I want to eat this. I'm allowed to eat this. I want to eat it. So if you want to stop me, say it. I'll kill you. Further way says, another dogma.
Even before you eat the drum.
Yeah, I'm allowed to eat it. You can't stop me. You have no right to stop me from eating this. Okay? So I'm allowed to eat this. Now you're going to try to kill me. That's not cold. That's not yachal hatzah. I'm right to eat this. You have no right to stop me. So Mela, I can kill you. Further way says, here's another example. What?
Still called Hashkel Hargar.
Abolah Hashkel Hargar. Or someone else kill him also. He's right there. Now, another example. Let's say a guy tells you, I need some errands done in Tel Aviv. Go to the bank. Go ahead, go buy some things. If you don't go, I'm going to kill you. Right? Same thing, this is Zalman. I don't have to go up my commission. I'm going to be your Shlach Shamas. Yeah? Yeah? So, you edit. What's the Shlach Shamas? Motion's not here. I'm not your servant. Mela, you want to kill me? I'll kill you first. Yeah? And that's not called Yachal Hatzah. So, Hashem's out. So now, the next level. Let's say I'm being Ivan Isser. Yeah? I'm being Ivan Isser. You tell me if you continue being Ivan Isser, I'll kill you. Yeah? It's none of your business if I'm Ivan Isser or not. That's between me and God. Yeah? No one made you a shaitan and a shaifet over here. Me, Samcha, Sarah, a shaifet, Leinu. Yeah? Okay, now, Ta'imet. Yeah? Who appointed you as deputy to God? Yeah?
Yeah, it was Arbus.
What?
Arbus.
There is Arbus, true. There is Arbus, true. So, back upon him, say it. But you don't write, kill me for it. Anyway, whatever. Say, hey, Zucker Shem's out. One second. Zucker Shem's out. The Mela, as far as I'm being over Nisser, yeah? Just like if I want to eat that shawarma, just like if I don't want to go to Tel Aviv for you, yeah, that's Ram Zalman. I'm not going to do crazy thing. You may run around the block 400 times, or else I'm going to kill you. Yeah, I'm going to run around the block 400 times. Yeah, no, I don't want to run around the block. You want to kill me, I'll kill you. Yeah, so may the same thing over also. I'm being Ivan Avera. You don't like that I'm being Ivan Avera. Yeah, you don't like that I'm going to baseball games. You can't kill me for that, right? If you're going to try to kill me, I'll kill you. Yeah. So Mela, Mela Kasham Zalman, Mela Wadin by Zimri. Wadin by Zimri. Mela Zimri, right? So Zimri, he wants to be boiled, caused by Basur, the whole thing, whatever. Yeah? Now, you're going to tell me I shouldn't say that. That's to me and God. Mela, I'm not mechuyev to listen to you. You have the right, you know what I mean? You want to kill me, you have the right to kill me. You want to kill me. Yeah? Even the Arabist, you can't kill the guy for Arabist. Yeah? So you want to kill me, stop to you're right there. I'm not mechuyev to stop doing what I want to do in order that you shouldn't kill me. And Mamela, I want to kill you. No, I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, you want to kill me? Okay, I'm going to kill you first. Yeah.
Everyone has a chiyuv to kill someone who's doing the zavera.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the case of someone who's telling you not to do the shawarma?
No, but if
he wants to do the zavera, he can kill whoever he wants. Anyone he wants.
None of us are chiyuv. No, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? None of us are chiyuv to kill him. No, the question of whether it's called Yachal Hatzah over there. For that reason, he's a writer. It's a rishus. We'll talk about that in a minute, okay? Talk about that in a minute. Okay, the fact that they has a mitzvah or is there sort of shul? Talk about much now. We talk about legabe the nekuda. Is it called yachal hat? I'm mechuyev to stop doing what I'm doing. That's in order to. I shouldn't have to kill you. That Hashem zalm with mechadish. No, I'm gonna do what I want to do. You want to kill me? I kill you. That's his parents for the kash we start off. Now, Lenny, what Yosef just brought up. Yeah. So there is a very important nishlama. The Mishnah Melech is Mesupik. What's the din? If someone, Seach B'Shgav, yeah? Someone killed B'Shagig, what's the din? He goes to the Rabbi Mikla. Alright? What's the din? If the Goyal Adam kills him, he's caught there. Ein L'Dam. Alright? Cham L'Vavai. Yechem L'Vavai. Yeah? Oh, let's say, so the Goyal Adam is killing the Nirtzeach. Yeah? Now, the question is, if the Ritzeach B'Shoigim turns around and kills the Goyal Adam, the Goyal Adam is chasing after him. He's got a bigger rifle. He turns around and he shoots him. Yeah? Is he Chaimis or not? No, Kitzer, not Ander Verita. Does the Goyal Adam have a din of a raidin? Does the Goyal Adam have a din of a raidin? This is what we said by Pinchas. If Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, he's potter. So what about if the Ritzeach B'Shoigig turns around and kills the Goyal Adam, is he potter? Not the Mishnah Melech. Not the Mishnah Melech. Then Mestaber, he's potter. He means arrive from Zimri. He means arrive from Zimri. Now, so now he says like this, that he's a super fighter. When I'm a roi de macha erba, yeah, someone's being roi de macha erba to rape an erba, and the din is you're allowed to kill the roi. Yeah, again, what if the roi de macha erba turns around, the guy wants to kill him, he's being roi de, turns around and kills the matzah. The roid kills the matzah. Yeah? The roid kills the matzah. Is the roid of potter? So we have Zimri, potter. That's a gemara. Okay? The first case with the Goyal Adam killing the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, there the Mishmael says Mistaber is potter. There's no chiyuv in the Goyal Adam. There's no chiyuv in the Goyal Adam to kill the Harib Shaga, right? So what about a case of Roidev? Ruvain is being Roidev Achar Naim Marasa, yeah? And Shimon is chasing Ruvain to kill him. Ruvain turns around and kills Shimon. Is he potter now? Says the Mishnah Melech, is it a dimin to is arrived from Zimri? Yeah. Oh, zog the Mishnah Melech. Not it's not a dimin. There, if the roidev kills the matzil, the roidev is chayiv nisa. It means that he brings a beferish Iran, because the Ran says the question we discussed before: if Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, he's potter. Oh, so he said, "Afish of Rishus Oyser, Pinchas is a lot of killer." Yeah. Oh, so he says.
Also, go down.
He says, since the din is that by Knoyin Poygibay, Abol Limloch, yeah, ain't Marim Loch. So the ain't a doim, right? The ain't a doim leroidev. So it's not a chiyum on the Hanoi to kill him. The Einai Daim al Roidev, Shei Roidev, Acha Roidev, Lahatzil. You have the Matzil running after the Roidev to kill the Roidev, to be Matzil, the guy that the Roidev is trying to kill, or Benayim Rasa. Shem Nefak Bahargay, Shem Adi Naragala. Shei Isa Roidev, Bishus Bezin Oisa. The Roidev that's killing, the Matzil that's trying to kill the Roidev, who's being. Who's ringing right after someone to kill him or Arias? The matzil is shus bezdin, right? And more than that, the matzil has a chiyuv. The Rambam says, if you see something right achrei lahargai, yeah, or naim rasa, and you don't kill him, you could kill him, you don't kill him. So the ayver on a leisa say l'sam dam recha, l'sam dam recha. Yeah, you're able to laugh. So therefore, he says it's kashid that Samela, if the matzah the chiyuv to kill him, so you're not going to say ilu hafach the right if it kills him would be potter, just like by Zimri. It's not a solution of Zimri, because Iran said because Zimri is a Rishos. If it's a Rishos, then you can say he has a Shem Raidin. Let's say you have a shlin. Bezin Paskin, Ruben's Chayim Misa. He's Michal Shabbos. Bezin says, Paskin is Chayim Misa, you give him a skila. Yeah? They're about to give him a skila. Yeah? So the Michal Shabbos pulls out a gun and kills all the people that are trying to kill him. Yeah? Well, Harakak, give a Harakai! Zimri, what do you want from me? Right? Everyone understands. Yeah? Pashur is chayiv misa for killing the shliach bez, right? Why? Because the shliach bez has a chiyuv to kill him. You can't call the shliach bez and write it. He has a chiyuv to kill him. So Meir Zok the Mishnah Melech, who had in by the matzil, who's trying to kill the roidiv. Avada the matzil who has a chiyuv. The Meir of Avada, there's no p'tur. There's no p'tur if the nirdaf turns around and kills him.
Rishus?
And Gol Adam is Rishus.
What's the wait. So
he was Mesupin. He said no, he's in Machria.
According to this, he should be Potter.
He said, oh, no, he's high. No. The Gol Adam killed
his. It's not a mitzvah. It's like
right, so he's high. So, when the one that's killing has a mitzvah, then the Nirdaf that kills him is high of mitzvah kills him. There's no din
right.
If the one that's killing, you know, the one that's killing is pocket from killing, it's Rishos. But if it's not a mitzvah, then if the nirdav kills him, the nirdav is pocket. So by Gael Adam, the Hari B'Shege kills the Gael Adam. Since the Gael Adam doesn't have a chiv,
should be pocket.
He's chayiv.
Why? The Gael Adam doesn't have a chiv.
That's why he's the right. And therefore, if the Nidah turns around and kills him, he's a place Pater.
You said if the Goldam would have a Chiyuv.
If the Goldam had a Chiyuv to kill the Ritzayach.
So the
Ritzayach
can't kill him.
Right, but he doesn't.
And if he does. And if he does, then
it's Chayim Misa.
But because there's no Chiyuv, so he should be Pater.
If there's no chiyuv, then he's part of it. Right.
Everyone has a chiyuv.
Right, so he talks about his part of it. He says he means right for the zimmy. In that case, he's the dam the zimmy, no? Now.
Everyone has a chiyuv to kill
him? Who?
Zimmy.
No, but zimmy's a rishos. That's why. Zimmy's a rishos. Okay, zimmy's a rishos. That's the story of the Mishnah now. That when the one that's killing, yeah? Has a right to kill, has a mitzvah to kill, a chiv to kill, then if the nerd that turns around and kills him, it's chayim, because he's not a right. If there was no chiv, then he's a right, and then the nerd kills him, he's popular. Oh, so gratified by the Goyal Adam, yeah, there's three stages, and people don't, you know, the Sugimak as well, there's the few stages of the Goyal Adam, okay? When the Ritzayach B'Shege get killed, he's running to the Ari Miklah. There, the zicha no chiv, no mitzvah, no nothing. There is a p'tur. Yechem above, the Goldam kills the Ritzayach on the way in. He just killed his brother. He's all mad. Goes after him and kills him. He's pop. There's no mitzvah, no rishus, no nothing. It's a p'tur. Okay. Then, when we take him to Bezdin, that's another stage. And the machleik is the gemara whether it's rishus or mitzvah b'yad goyal adam, and people don't really have to learn sugya well. You'll see that that's when bezdin paskin they observe golus, he goes back. He's in the ari miklah, and then he leaves. The ritzach b'shayik leaves the ari miklah when he wasn't allowed to leave the ari miklah. Then there's the machleik is the gemara if it's a mitzvah or it's a rishus b'yad goyal adam. And then we declare what happens then, and then that's a mitzvah b'yad goyal adam to kill the ritzach. He left. Then, if the ritzach will kill the goyal adam, then it'll be chayiv. According to that mandam.
Even if the goyal adam isn't necessarily chasing him right now, he can go sneak up on the goyal adam and kill him.
Or what?
Even if the ritzach isn't necessarily chasing him, even if the goyal adam isn't necessarily chasing him right now, he knows if he leaves, it's going to be a mitzvah on the goyal adam to kill him. So can he just go and kill the Goldam?
Can he preempt the Goldam?
He knows when he leaves, the Goldam doesn't have a mitzvah to kill him.
No. So kill him before even. Well, he can't kill
especially according to Shlomo Zalman.
No. I don't know.
According to Shlomo Zalman, if he says he's going to kill you to do something,
no,
then you can kill him right now. So
he's pointing onto my head.
No, I mean,
he's in the Ari Mikla. I know that. Shlomo Zalman, the case of the guy pointing onto your head. You don't go to tell them, I'm going to kill you. They're not going to tell them. So it's about to kill him. He kills him. There is, it's right then. We're here to say that I know that I'll have a mitzvah. I don't know, is he necessarily kindness? I don't know if go ahead, soon leave, you know, order of prayer. Soon you leave the Garden Mikvah, first you go find where the Galagam is, you kill him, and then you go to wherever you want. I don't know if that's true. Now, touch upon the next point, which we mentioned before. Just the Rambam says, that we're doing Yochel Hatzah Bechameivar. That was the whole, right? Yochel Hatzah Bechameivar, then the Rambam from the Shul says that, okay. But the Rambam, Chol Yochel Hatzah, Be'eve Meivar, Be'eve Tarach Bekach, the hitzel benafshay shall raid it. The horgoy, I raid the shayfach damen. The chayim nisa. Yeah, could have killed him back my bar, but you didn't. Chayim nisa. Aval ain't bezem misen isa. Yeah. Chayim nisa, but bezem doesn't kill you. Yeah. Nilu kochach melech and stand. More of chayim nisa. Why ben I killing you? Comes along the rabbi and says, very cryptic, two words. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid is in. It's the same Rambam writes also in Hilchis. Moch. Benoyach Shaharag Nefesh. I feel who may even Neragolov. Vechein Amharag Trefa. Benoyach Homo Machmir. Yeah? Vechein Amharag Roidiv. Shiachal Hatzel. Benoyach kills a Roidiv. In an oifin, who is Yochel Hatzah Bechameivara, he's Neragolov. By a guy, we say, if he's Yochel Hatzah, he doesn't, he gets killed. Masha Ein came be Yisrael. Like what I'm saying before, the truth is we don't kill him. It's Chaim Yisrael, we don't kill him. So, the Ravid, Kasha Le Avner. What's the Kasha Avner? Everybody said we just went to the Holy Mount
Sinai. How did we want to kill him because of it?
How do we want to kill?
Yo.
We want to kill Yaya. Why? We want to kill Yaya because he avenged Asal's death by killing Avner. And the Gemara says that no. No. The Gemara says for Avner, but Asal was a writer. And the Gemara answers that Avner was Yochel Hatzah Bechameivara. Avner was Yochel Hatzah Bechameivara. So the writer understands, what was Mara said? Why did Pat the Yo-Yo? They patted Yo-Yo because Avner, very sad. Avner was Yochel Hatzel Bechamei Barbinian. Therefore, Yo-Yo had a right to kill him. Yeah?
He shouldn't have wanted to kill him in the first place.
No, but we need to show that Avner was Chayiv. The right understand that Avner was Chayiv Misa. Avner for killing Asol, it was Yochel Hatzel Bechamei Barbinian, Chayiv Misa. Male, Yo-Yo had a right to kill him. Right? It's not clearly more than Avner would be Chayiv Misa Bezdin. Right? The murder says if Avner Yochel Hatzah Meivara, Yo-Yo is considered he had a right to be going down. But the Raivan stands in that Gemara that Avner if Yochel Hatzah is Chayiv Misa, and male Yo-Yo was a right to kill him. L'chayro, you can answer and say, right, Ram says it's Chayiv Misa, but Bezdin doesn't kill him, right? The male of his Chayiv Misa, the male Yo-Yo could still have a din of a Goyle Adam. The male is part to be killed Avner. but not necessarily that we see that with Chayav Bezdin. But Gabe, one second, Gabe, what the Svar Taka in the Rambam is, why Taka is Chayav Bezdin, why we don't kill him? I ain't sure.